All right, guys. I'm sorry to end the conversations, but I am going to get started with it already being 6 o'clock. I also feel kind of silly using a microphone, but I am recording this training. So that way some people who are not able to make it tonight can hear everything. So welcome to our Adventure Club parent training. If you desire to get closer, that would make me feel comfortable. So that's okay. I promise I won't spit too far. If you have done Adventure Club last year, a lot of everything that I'm going to talk about tonight is going to be a lot of a review, which is a good thing. So if things that I say don't make sense, please like raise your hand, interject, ask them questions, because that will just help some of our first-time families as well. A little bit different this year is we are not doing any sort of like a breakout for the kids during it. So kids, you're in here, you get to hang out, you get to listen, you get to do those activity pages, but everyone can take their children's books home at the end. They're just in the back. So my goal of tonight's training is to start off really big, why Adventure Club, and then we'll get down into the nitty gritty of what it looks like on a Wednesday night, as well as what you guys are able to do at home for Adventure Club. So let's go ahead and pray and we'll get started. God, we love you, and we do just thank you so much for these children that you have entrusted us with. God, thank you for just the joy and the privilege that it is to raise them to know you in your word. And God, we do just continue to pray that that is what is on our hearts and our focus, and Lord, that we would be wise in how we shepherd and steward the gift it is. So God, we pray for tonight, Lord, that conversations be honoring and glorifying to you as we continue to use and learn how to use this resource in our homes. God, we love you, and we pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, so you guys all know this is our second year of doing Adventure Club. Last year, we learned a lot of fun things, which is great, both content-wise and also just like, how do you structure this program? So sure, we will continue to learn a lot of new things this year. Like even today, as I was looking at some of the rosters, we might change some of the rosters as the year goes on, even as the weeks go on. So join us for the wild ride. We won't change any content that we're teaching, please just know that if we are changing things, it's not because things are wrong. We just realize we could do it better. okay, so let's go big picture. That was a side note that I didn't need to take. Big picture. Why Adventure Club? It is what is written right there on the top of that first page, the mission of Adventure Club. We are committed to assisting parents and exposing the Word of God to their children through Bible memorization, home activities, club lessons, prayer, crafts, singing, and playing. We believe that parents are responsible for teaching and guiding their children in the truths of the gospel, and our current goal is to encourage parents, evangelize children, and edify our ministry volunteers with the Word of God. Okay? Adventure Club is designed for kids aged 3 to 12 and is set up as a unified curriculum where all members of the family receive the same weekly lesson. The unified nature enables parents to engage with all their children on the same central truth, memory verse, theological application. Because of our amazing building that we have, we cannot offer it down to age 3, okay? So we start Adventure Club at age 5. However, that means if you have 3-year-olds at home or 4-year-olds at home, you can still be teaching these truths to them and engage them around the dinner table whenever you choose to do it, in front of the fire, whatever. Adventure Club is broken out into a 3-year cycle. We are on year 2 of that 3-year cycle. The goal is that children, specifically if they start down in kindergarten, they can go through those cycles 2 times. So they're able to continue to build truth upon truth, engage in the doctrine in a different way when you're in first grade versus when you're in fourth grade. I just totally lost my place. I am very sorry. Each week, we will focus on Bible memorization, teaching children God's word in a fun and meaningful way, where you will see that the central truths tell us the whys of the different memory verses that they will get to learn. So go ahead and turn your page there, and you get to look at that first scope and sequence document. That first document right there, you can just write like draft over the top of that specifically for that second semester, okay? The second semester, we might have some worship nights that we add in there. So I will have the second half of the semester finalized for you in November. And then we had 1,001 snow days last year on Wednesdays only. So that second semester schedule will always be in draft mode, unfortunately. But what you get to see is the progression of what we are going to be learning this year. So our first bit is we're going to be learning about anthropology, and then we learn about haematology. I don't have Fraser here to tell me that I'm saying, yeah, I was like, I didn't say it right, but I need someone that can. And then we end with soteriology, right? Okay, so I had fun looking at these words and being like, eek, I know what they mean, but I also don't know what they mean. I'm really excited to learn how to like make those truths be my own, and then also being able to explain it to children. So if you look at this and you're overwhelmed and slightly scared and you don't know how to say any of the words, it's okay, we'll learn together. And then if you flip that page over, you see a different scope and sequence. This is my favorite page in this entire document, because it has what they are learning for that first semester, and it includes the central truth and the memory verses. The font got small because I needed it to be in one page for my own OCD abilities, but I have it electronically if you want to blow it up and make it be more than one page. So there you can see the central truth and the memory verse. Just kind of have that page like handy, because we'll come back to that a couple of different times tonight. Okay, I made it clear. So that first page, that is the scope and sequence you want to follow. And then that second semester will be TBD. All right, so that is, again, big picture overview of what we will be learning. Going a little bit more into detail, Adventure Club is from 6:15 to 7:30 every night. If you guys go to the back of that first page, the very first page, you'll kind of see what the schedule is of every night. You'll notice that between 6:15, it says registration, and then it goes into games. We're going to continue the same schedule where it's like a rolling registration time. If you arrive at 6:15, that's kind of goal, so that the kids can get the games in and have fun that way. But if life happens and you can't get there till closer to 6:30, still come. It's okay. Just prep them that they probably missed game time, because that can be a deal breaker. So again, that 6:15 to 6:35 is intentional for it to be that rolling registration. Even if you are arriving and you see the kids playing out on the lawn, we do need you to come downstairs and check your children in. We will have someone that will take them out to the lawn. So we just need to know that your child is in our care in that way. So 6:15, come in, come straight downstairs. You'll get checked in. And really, we just keep rolling with the kids till 7:30. If you have a child in students, Jack would love for them to come at 6:15. You don't need to have one drop off at 6:15 and the other one drop off at 6:30. Have them come. They'll be able to play out on the lawn, play in the lobby and everything there. It'll be just a sweet extra added bonus fellowship time. Okay. Next would be just kind of taking a look at that final page in your document. You get to look at kind of the rosters and who we have volunteering. Nick Redden and I will be doing the teaching. I will be teaching primarily the Scouts lessons, and Nick Redden will be teaching primarily the Trailblazer lessons. As you can see, they are really just divided by Scouts, older and younger. So it is kind of like a kindergarten through second, and then it's like a third through fifth from Scouts versus Trailblazer. Becca Wolf, her name is not on there, but she is going to be the service director. She'll probably be the first face that you see downstairs, and she knows a lot of the nitty-gritty questions. So please feel free to ask her anything. You don't have to just find me for those. She will be great at answering those questions. And then you can also see on there our small group leaders. So we have Rachel and Jana and Sarah and Bridget and Karsten Newell, as well as Sam Elliott. I think I just said everyone's name, didn't I? Yes. Did I say Sarah? Yes, Sarah. So with all of that, I am recruiting people for second semester. So just kind of like file that back there if you see that this is going to be super fun and want to join us for that second semester. Again, you see that there's the two different age grouping. There's Scouts versus Trailblazers. Their kids' books back there will be Scouts versus Trailblazer. The only thing that is different is there are different activities in those books, and they receive teaching time in two separate locations. That's the only thing that is different. The similarities, it's the exact same content. It's just Nick teaching it versus me teaching it, really. So it'll be different illustrations, different engagement based off of age and probably personalities too. And then it is the exact same central truth and memory verse. As well. So if you look back at that scope and sequence page, like my favorite page, the one that has all the information on it, you will notice the memory verse, some of it is bolded and underlined, okay? That is what the curriculum suggests the Scouts memorize, so that younger age group memorize. You guys know your children the best. You guys choose what your children are memorizing, okay? So if it is best for them to memorize the shortened version, that's perfect. If it's best for a five-year-old to memorize and they have the ability of memorizing the entire verse, please do that. So we have ways during club time that we can scaffold all of that for the children. But it is your guys' decision on what you guys are teaching them at home and what you guys are going to be able to challenge them with. If you notice as well on that document, there is a part that says second memory verse. It's not choose one or the other. It is we're going to memorize that first one, and if they want to memorize a second one, they can. So there was some times last year that my kids already knew that first memory verse, so we went and did the second one as well. There were also children last year that can just memorize something by looking at it. So they were challenged to memorize both of those verses. That's again that freedom that you guys have as parents. Okay. Does that part all make sense about what to memorize? You guys are all nodding your heads. Okay, perfect. So we've already talked about this. They have games, they have worship, they have lesson. Okay. Then they go into small group. They're in a small group time for about 20, 25 minutes. So it's where a lot of the time happens at Adventure Club. So when you see those volunteers, thank them a lot because they're amazing. During that small group time, they have three things that their goal is that they are doing. Number one, they are going over what they learned the week before and then worked on all week at home. So they're saying their memory verse and central truth. Then they're reviewing what they were taught that night. And then they have time to pray for one another and share prayer requests, which was really sweet. The younger group, it was a little bit of a harder time. But then the older group, they were all like asking each other about prayer requests. They were asking Sam about his sister that went into the mission field. And so it was just really sweet. Also just to kind of see the differences in the age groups and the scaffolding that gets to happen in that way. So that was a side note. Parents, when you guys are thinking about this small group time and envisioning it at home, if you ever were a part of Awanas or any sort of anything where you were drilled memory verses, like erase that from your brain, because that's not what we're going to do. In one of the trainings for Adventure Club, they really focused in on truth for life, not regurgitation in the moment. And I think that that's beautiful and extremely helpful. So our goal is not that your children are being call and response all the way to church on Wednesday night, because that's the first time that you remembered you needed to work on your memory verse, and then they come in and they spew it all out at us, and then they don't remember it ever again, okay? So I did that a time or two in Awanas, personally. So what our goal is that the kids are discipled week in and week out, that we're walking with the kids, not singling them out. And we want to be something that Adventure Club is building upon week. So even if you look at that scope and sequence, you're going to naturally see the progression of the lessons. You're going to see the connections that are able to be made. during the small group time, kids are given the opportunity, like, hey, can you tell me John 3:16? Hey, can you answer our central truth? And some kids will raise their hand. They're proud of it. They want to do it independently. And other kids are like, let's do it as a group. So kids get a sticker for participating in that reciting of the memory verse from the week before. Okay. So they don't get an extra sticker because they said it perfectly by themselves. None of that. The goal is that if I come to a club and I'm not feeling confident to share it out loud, but I'm hearing my five friends next to me saying it, and then I participate in saying it two or three times, what is that? That's eight times of hearing that verse repeated over and over again. So that's where we get that truth for life, not regurgitation in the moment. There'll be times that the leaders will say, if you're wearing a green shirt, say it. If you're wearing a blue shirt, whatever it is. So they have fun with it. What that then means is we get to kind of take a look at like what Adventure Club can look like at home. Every child will have their book. We ask that they take their book with them and bring it with them every single night. That way they can get their sticker, they can follow along, they can take notes, all of that. The kids' books have all of the information in there for you, as well as some like bonus storyline for the characters. There were just kind of cute little story that happened every 6 weeks. We do nothing with it on a Wednesday night. It is if you want to do it at home. So again, those are every 6 weeks. They're just kind of fun throughout there. But none. It's just a fun story. I think I could say that there's like a moral lesson that they learned in it in the last story, but it is truly a bonus fun thing to do. No. Yeah, that's a great question. So, hey, Adley, would you grab me any book back there? So what you want to do is that every lesson has, yep, go ahead and bring it up here, babe. Every lesson has two pages for it, okay? So it has, are you going to even be like my Vanna White modeling it for me? That's so fun. Okay. So everyone can see this, can't they? It just has the lesson over here. And then the instructions. So different questions that you can ask your child. Here is the sign language for the answers for the central truth. And then on this page is an activity. So this is what they encourage you to be doing while you are at home. The activities do, some of them have a point, like this one. They're looking up scripture. Other times it's like a maze and silly and goofy and fun. Okay. That's all I needed. Thank you. Okay, so what Adventure Club suggests is that you spend 5 to 10 minutes a couple times a week. So we personally just put it in with our morning breakfast time when we're already doing our Bible time. And I ask them, like on Thursday, so right afterwards, what did you guys learn the night before? And they're able to kind of like pick apart the lesson. We're able to talk about it. And then we read the passage, okay? The next day, it might be that I start asking, what is the central truth? And I do that in like a question and answer format that they have in the book, or it's also just written there on the paper. My kids and husband love to make songs and actions. So sometime I'll like secretly record Jack. It'll be so great. And so the goal is that every time that we are working on it, we are just getting more and more into, do we know what we are memorizing, not just that regurgitation, drilling the verse out of it. So if it is a super long time that you're doing Adventure Club and it becomes pulling teeth and everyone is hating it, you probably just need to back off a little bit, okay, if we don't want it to get to that point of it. I also found it was nice to have it like written on the whiteboard that we have in our kitchen. And then I got lazy and I typed them all up. So this page has 2 weeks worth of the central truth and memory verse that I'm just going to tape on our little area that we do our family worship time. And then this one is, that's a bad example. This one has it on four pages, so it depends on what you like when it comes to font. So I'll put this in the Slack app if that is helpful for you guys, or if you want me to print them for it, just message me and I can print them for you too. I just didn't know how many, I didn't want to waste paper. So let me get back into here. All right, any questions about different ways that you can be using Adventure Club at home, or people who did it last year have like wisdom of how they enjoyed using it at home? Ella, did you raise your hand? Oh, that would have been so cool. Okay, never mind. Oh, yes, yes, there are different songs on YouTube, so you can just search the different the verse that they would be memorizing, and different songs come up. Sometimes they are in like a different translation, which is totally fine though too if it's CSB versus ESB. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Looking up, reading it from the verse, that's something that we're going to add as well into the different club nights for those Trailblazer lessons, is making sure that they're finding it in their own Bibles too. All right. Any other questions? Okay. Go back to that scope and sequence page for me. Either one, it doesn't matter. The curriculum will want, and it is reflected in those books, they want us to do a review week every 6 weeks, which makes the curriculum be 36 weeks long, which is insanely long, to be honest with you. So we are not doing the 6 review times that they suggest in the book. So that's where you'll really want to make sure that you follow along on the scope and sequence. And also when I do, when I post things in the Slack app, which I'll get to in just a couple minutes. So we are doing 2 review times in the first semester, and then we will do 2 review times in that second semester. Those dates are still, you know, TBD. During those review times, the kids will get pins that they can continue adding to their bags. So every week they get a sticker, and then every review time they get a pin. So we've made some different changes to make those also go a little bit more smoothly this year in the delivering of them. We will also be adding in the review time during different game portions of the night. So when we are going to have our game time be more review heavy versus like tag heavy, I will let you guys know to kind of prioritize that, like, hey, it would be a great time for them to come. So those different times will be like reviewing everything that we have learned. So yeah, it'll be 4 different times. Is all that that says. Okay. Next, Slack communication. You should have all received a Slack invite from me. If you were in the Slack group last year, you can like remove yourself from it. You can delete it, whatever you want to do, and just be in, I think it's like AC Parent 2025 to 2026, okay? That I will post in there every Thursday. Probably right at 1 o'clock because I'm a nerd like that. But every Thursday, it will have the hand motions for that central truth and a little bit of a like a video link for it, as well as just like an overview of what they learned. So maybe like 2 sentences about the lesson overview. It'll have the memory verse in there. It'll have the central truth in there. I do just want to really encourage you guys to be paying attention to Slack and those messages on Thursday, because there might just be really random little things of updates for you guys in that app and in that message specifically. I don't know if I have made the if I've said this already, but when you are teaching the central truth, it is always going to be presented in that question answer format. So I will always say the question, or the leaders will always say the question, and we want the kids to be able to answer it. So that can also be just an easy thing to be adding in at home. With Slack, there is also a channel that's just the general channel. So I have it set up that you guys are able to post in that general channel. So I think that Jana and Michaela both posted like links to different songs and videos. You guys can post those in there if you find them, or if you found this like, hey, my family did this today while we were reviewing Adventure Club, and it was really fun. That's also where we'll post different pictures and everything from the nights. If we have some of those taken, we'll just be in that general spot. You guys can like the messages. You guys can react to them however you want or don't. It's okay. However, there will be some that communicates weather or cancellation that I'll ask you hey, please respond that you please like this message that you know you're not supposed to come to church tonight. It would be wise to have the notifications turned on for that app. I promise to not abuse the amount I am posting in there. All right, so last year, the weather was an issue only on Wednesday nights and only on Wednesdays in the morning, and it was fine in the evenings, but we still had to cancel because of our policy. So I am proud to say that we can kind of manipulate the policy just a little bit this year, because we're going to be looking at DCG schools and the weather, national weather forecast, okay? So it'll be fairly heavy what DCG schools does, but if it's a situation that they're canceling school just because it's an early out and the weather's bad in the morning, we will still probably meet that evening. So we will communicate it as well in advance as we possibly can. Some other fun facts that are on that front page for you guys. Wow, I am talking for a long time. We are not doing any snacks during Adventure Club, so if you have hungry children like I do, I just have one ready for them as soon as the night is over to shove in their mouth. But there will be no snacks happening during our time. I have room for two more children in Adventure Club, and we are capped. So if you guys know of people in our congregation that have not signed up, or if you guys see new families coming in, we can invite you. We can have two more, but we can also potentially make some manipulation changes and stuff too. So we will see what that looks like. But just know we have a lot of kids signed up for Adventure Club, which is a huge, sweet thing. 7:30 at the end of the night, we will ask that you still come in and get your children, no matter how old they are, and you'll pick them up in their different classrooms. 7:30, Jack and I like to call as just straight up organized chaos in the building, okay? So we have equip classes getting done. We have over at the Parsonage, so sometimes they come over. We have parents coming and picking up their kids, and we also have students are ending their message and transitioning to snack time and then down to small group time, okay? So it's loud and it's fun and it's great. So just more of a heads up for you guys. It's not just wild chaos the entire time that you guys have left your children with us. But then also just to be kind of aware of come in, grab your kids, and then hopefully we can go back out and congregate on the lawn. Obviously, in the winter time, it'll be okay if we have to congregate in the lobby area, but there will be at least one student small group that will be meeting downstairs. So we'll want to make sure that that's kind of an easy transition for them to get into a classroom. It'll be a little goofy the first couple of nights, and then it'll run smooth, and it'll be totally fine. So every week, if kids can bring their books, their Bibles, and their bags. So if you realize you're halfway here and you forgot it, still come. It's okay. Just work on getting in the habit of bringing those three items. And that also brings me to life happens, right? There's going to be times where it is harder to work on the memory verse or work on the central truth. The goal isn't, again, that perfection and that having everything perfect, but more of just creating disciplines in your home of memorizing scripture and learning from the word. So don't be discouraged if you don't have it perfect when the kids come every week. Still come, still bring them. It'll be a sweet time for them to be able to learn and grow together. So hopefully that makes sense. The other awkward thing to ask you guys is we can't have you in the building from that 6:15 to 7:30 time. So you can walk across to the street to the equipping classes, or I don't know. I think Hy-Vee has a really cool area where you can sit and drink Starbucks in front of a fireplace. Am I weird that I like going there? We just, from like a security standpoint, we have to ask that you drop your kids off and go to one of those two places or like run errands or something like that. But that is where it'll be at. We will also have the doors locked from like 6:40, I think, is when Jack locks it for students. We unlock it at 7:30 for all of the parents to come and pick up their kids, and then we lock it again once all of the kids are out of the building because students are all across the board. So, and then we do have someone kind of sitting on the stairs that's able to help monitor everyone coming in and out. So I hope that doesn't come across as rude, but I also think you guys all understand that as well. So there's a Ring doorbell that if you get here after 6:40 or in between those times, need to pick up your kid early, just ring that doorbell and someone will come. I promise. I don't know who, but someone will. Okay. I just talked. I really thought I put in my like notes like take breaks here. I didn't. Do you guys have any questions about Rachel? Yes, I'll touch base on that with the volunteers just in a little bit. I'm thinking that we'll have the kids stay out on the lawn if there's other adults out there for that first meeting time. Yep. There's someone out there, right? Yeah. Okay, any other questions? Okay, in the back, it's everyone's books are back there. I did put names on all of them. They are not in alphabetical order in the slightest bit. If you look at it, I went from the first name on the list, like Megan Lee's is the first book back there, and then it just continues to go down, okay? So it's Scouts books are over here, Trailblazer books are over here, and then in the middle is a black basket that has extra bags. So if you were not here last year, you get to grab a bag. If you lost your bag, please don't grab one yet, just because I need to make sure I still have enough of them. And then kids can decorate them. We'll have the opportunity for that first night, but they can decorate them. It's their bag. They can do whatever they want to, really. So one last thing is just you guys don't have to do anything with that book from here until September 3rd, okay? So when you're looking at that scope and sequence, that week one is they learn the information on week one, and then they go home and work on it. And then they learn the information for week two and go home and work on it. I had a note in my, that like I made that very confusing last year. So I want to make sure that I kind of end with that. Is that you'll, they don't need to have anything prepared for the first week of Adventure Club. All right, I'll go ahead and pray. And then you guys can go grab and hang out, do whatever you guys need to do. Or go downstairs. And you can be on a Harvest Students Fantasy Football Draft. Like, that sounds cool. You guys, so I heard someone grumble. That's funny. Okay. God, we love you, and we do. We're just so thankful for the opportunity of discipling this next generation and just truth from your word. So, God, we love you, and we do thank you for these parents. Just pray for wisdom for them and discipling and shepherding their kids, as well as just opportunities of being able to put this tool and this resource into practice, Lord. So God, we love you, and we do pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.